You can still get tickets for Gavin DeGraw and Andy Grammer at BethelwoodCenter.org. It's Sunday night. It's going to be great weather. And we caught up with Gavin on the streets of New York City. How you doing, Gavin?
I'm doing well, man. Thank you. I just got to New York City from Chicago. We had a show there last night, outdoors, beautiful. And then headed to do the show at Bethel Woods.
You must be awfully impressed that they built this performance center just for you in Sullivan County.
Yeah, right. I wish. I wish.
They are so excited about having you in the home county, you know?
Oh, man. I'm so excited, too, man. I mean, it's this gig is such a huge life event for me because I spent so much time at that property as a teenager, you know, in the summer times going over there with my friends and having campfires out there. And every time they'd have one of those Woodstock reunions, we'd all go out there and watch bands play and camp out and do all the wild child things you're supposed to do.
Did you ever in your wildest imagination imagine yourself performing on a stage there in front of thousands of people years later?
No, not ever. That's why it's so crazy. I never thought I'd be able to, you know, particularly just because the amount of history there is just so tremendous, you know, just to be at that property. It's going to be a very heavy moment and a beautiful moment, like a real life moment. I mean, my parents were there in 1969 together, you know? So going back there to play that property is going to be an unbelievable experience for all of us.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's so cool.
Any of your family coming by?
Yeah. I know my folks are going to come up. My brother, I got some cousins coming and some aunts coming, of course, you know, and everybody who can make it is going to come out. I'm going to see a bunch of my friends there, guys I grew up with. And, you know, it's really going to be it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a real reunion for me. We're already going to get to catch up, you know, which will be long overdue. It's a very, very special place. I mean, you know, they have, in Nashville, they have the Ryman Auditorium. And upstate, we have the old Yazgirs Farm property in Bethel Woods. So it's a very special place to be for a musician.
You're about as big a star from Sullivan County in the music world as been around for these years since Woodstock. So this is like the true homecoming of the local hero.
Thank you so much, man. I mean, you know, I was always really fortunate to have so much great local support, even when I was a kid, you know, playing up there, playing in the local bars. From my first gig over there, my brother and I were just playing at the Nowhere Bar in Monticello, which is right across from the police station, and the cops were nice enough not to throw me out of that joint, you know what I mean? So they let us do what we wanted to do, and it was really a special place to be at that time, and that they were permitting it to happen. I got so much love and support from the local community up there. Just unbelievable.
So let's talk about your new song that you wrote, and we're playing it now on WHUD. She Sets the City on Fire. I heard this, and I emailed our music director, and I said, you've got to hear this song. It's so good, so infectious.
Wow, thank you.
What's the story behind that one?
I wrote that with a guy here in New York City. He played me a little piece, and I went, whoa, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? I'm not writing this with you, you know? Am I included? He goes, man, of course, you idiot. That's why I'm playing you this little snippet, you know? Like, I'm thinking, like, we can really take this thing to the next level. I said, oh, I want in, you know? So we got together in Miami, went down to Miami at a place that was called the Hit Factory. It's called Criteria now. And, I mean, the song's about the dream girl, you know? The dream girl that you know you can't necessarily hold on to, but you're going to enjoy it while it lasts. And I think we've all kind of been in that scenario where we thought maybe we were in a little bit over our heads with somebody. Maybe they were a little bit out of our league.
You outkicked the coverage, right?
Yeah, exactly. Everybody knows she's a perfect 10, and I'm hanging on tight till the whole thing ends. Cause New York sky don't get much brighter. This one's gonna roll me. I got my hands full and this one's gonna...